KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, taking sports, the Girls State Softball Championship Tournament gets its week-long run underway today in Fort Dodge at Harlan Rogers Park. And they'll play Class 1A and 2A brackets in first-round action, quarterfinals today, and half of the 3A bracket later on tonight. Now, among the games today in Class 1A action that'll start the day at 11 o'clock this morning, number one seed Newell Fonda will face North Butler at 11:30. It'll be Southeast Warren and Sigourney facing off. They're the 4 and 5 seeds. The early afternoon contests at 1 o'clock, Wayne, number two seed in Class 1A, will play Remsen St. Mary's, while number three seeded Lisbon will face off against Clarksville. That's a 1:30 start. The 2A quarterfinals are set for later this afternoon, as top seed Wilton will face Pella Christian at 3 o'clock. At 3:30, Earlham, the four seed, plays North Union, number five seed. Also, the two-seed North Lynn will get the evening session started at 5 o'clock tonight against Iowa City Regina. Three-seed Central Springs will face number six-seeded Underwood tonight. That's a 5:30 start time tonight. Now, those game times staggered just by a half an hour. They're using two different diamonds there at the Fort Dodge Complex. They have several. And then later on tonight, it'll be half of the 3A first-round action. In quarterfinal round play tonight in Class 3A, top-seed Davenport Assumption will put their 37-3 record on the line at 7 o'clock against number 8-seeded Clark. And then the late game tonight we'll have for you here on the radio is number 4-seed Atlantic will face off against number 5-seed Anamosa on the Iowa Central Diamond there in Fort Dodge. 7:30 will be the scheduled start time on that contest tonight. Anamosa carries a 32-9 record into that contest tonight. On the line is a chance to move into the state semifinals on Wednesday. The team that comes up short tonight will still play in a consolation bracket game tomorrow afternoon, also in Fort Dodge. Again, 7:30 tonight. Now, the Atlantic softball team heading to state in Fort Dodge today, and the public is invited to the Atlantic High School parking lot this morning for a send-off for the team. That send-off will begin at 8:20 this morning, as fans and supporters are encouraged to come out and wish the team the best and send them out of town in style here today. Again, the 33-5 Atlantic girls will face that 32-9 Anamosa team in the quarterfinals coming up tonight at 7:30. And if you can't make it there to watch, we'll have coverage for you here on KJAN. Our pregame getting underway at 6:30 this evening. Chris Parks will be on hand to bring you all the action tonight. You know, boys high school baseball action over the weekend, the Cam Cougars put themselves in a tough 6-0 hole against Lennox in the 1A District 13 final Saturday night. The Cougars made multiple mistakes in the top of the third, and the Tigers took full advantage. 4 innings later, Lane Speaker was sliding into home on a pass ball to walk off a 7-6 come-from-behind win and put Cam in the sub-state final on Tuesday. Speaker said he was ready for the chance.
I knew if there was a pass ball, I could probably had a good chance of getting in, and there was a pitch before that hit the dirt, and so I was on my way home, and he blocked it, unfortunately. But I saw another one head towards the dirt, so I just took off and hoped it took a good bounce off the fence.
Well, Speaker started the game on the mound and pitched a couple of good frames before struggling in the third. He gave up two walks, hit two batters, and committed a throwing error before he was pulled for Joe Kaufman. Kaufman ended up giving up a walk, and Samson Adams picked up the only Tiger hit of the game with a 2-RBI double. The 6 runs that crossed the plate during that rough inning were all that the Tigers would get, though. Cam started chipping away in the fourth as Lennox catcher Waylon Cook tried to throw to first base to pick off a runner. The ball sailed into the outfield. That allowed the first two Cougar runs to score, and Cade Tickner went on to deliver an RBI double to cut the lead in half. Tickner said they were down for a bit in the dugout, but that sequence was a big spark to pick the team up.
Well, I moved up in the plate a little bit and, you know, hit a solid one to right. I think that was that play before that on that pass ball thrown over the first baseman's head where we scored two, and then that play, I think that got us going for the whole game. Those were our first couple runs, and I think that was pretty huge in getting us rolling.
The Cougars added two more in the fifth on an RBI double from Speaker and an RBI groundout from Colby Rich. Ethan Fulman led off the sixth with a double, and he made his way over to third. A pass ball allowed him to come sliding in for the tying run. Tickner came on to pitch the seventh and set down the lineup in order for Lennox. And then Speaker made his wild trip around the bags. He drew a walk to lead off. A poor pickoff attempt sailed to the fence as he moved over to second. Then Colby Rich hit a pop fly to right field, and the Tigers failed to secure the catch. stretch. That allowed Speaker to head over to third, and then came the passed ball finish. Speaker said they did a good job of shaking off that poor third inning.
Yeah, my first two innings were pretty good, and then that third one, I don't really know what happened. It is what it is, but, you know, Joe came in, did a great job, and everyone on the field did a great job. Everyone was in the ball well. You know, after that, I think me and Joe gave up six runs in the third inning. That's all we gave up. And then for the rest of the game, we were pretty good after that. Joe did a great job. Kay did a great job coming in, and everyone did a great job hitting the ball.
Cougars improved to 25-6 on the season with that dramatic win. They'll now face St. Albert in the Substate 7 final Tuesday night in Glenwood. The Falcons advance with a comeback 3-2 win over Exira EHK in Council Bluffs on Saturday. This will be the third time in the past 5 years the Cougars and the Falcons have met with a trip to state on the line, and we'll have that ball game for you tomorrow night here on the radio. Another Class 1A for the sub-district final action on Saturday night. Mount Air beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 8-2. Grundy Center over Janesville 5-3. Coon Rapids Bayard topping Ogden 7-2. Tri-Center beat Logan Magnolia 10-0. Kingsley Pearson 11-1 over Woodbury Central. In 2A district finals on Saturday, Van Meter beat ACGC 11-3. Clarinda edging Underwood 2-1. Panorama beat Kemper Catholic 5-2. In Major League Baseball action Sunday, the Cardinals got a go-ahead run in the seventh inning as they win a 2-1 contest against the Giants. Wade LeBlanc had five innings of one-run ball, giving up just five hits, and he struck out three. Genesis Cabrera was the winning pitcher, and Alex Reyes came on to notch the save. Paul DeJong hit a home run early for the Cardinals, and Harrison Bader drove in the game winner for the Cards in yesterday's contest. Royals were shut down yesterday. Matt Harvey and four Orioles pitchers shut him out 5-0. KC had just six hits, four of those by Hunter Dozier with a couple of doubles. Elsewhere in baseball, the Mets beat the Pirates 7-6. Brewers over the Reds 8-0. Tigers beat the Twins 7-0. Rays over the Braves 7-5. Phillies beat the Marlins 7-4. The White Sox over the Astros 4-0. Blue Jays swept a pair from the Rangers 5-0 and 10-0. Nationals beat the Padres 8-7. Rockies in 10 over the Dodgers 6-5. Indians beat the A's 4-2. It was the Mariners over the Angels 7-4. Diamondbacks topped the Cubs 6-4. Yankees over the Red Sox 9-1. Colin Morikawa is the champion golfer of the year as he captured the British Open Sunday for his second major championship in 2 years. It was his first time playing the British Open, just like it was his first time playing the PGA Championship when he won at Harding Park last year. The 24-year-old American played the final 31 holes at Royal St. George's without a bogey. Starting the final round one shot behind, he closed with a 66 for a two-shot win over Jordan Spieth. For Louis Oosthuizen, it was more heartbreak. The South African fell out of the lead with a bunker-to-bunker bogey on the par 5 seventh hole. He was four behind Morikawa at the turn and couldn't catch up. Oosthuizen was the runner-up in the last two majors. He tied for third with U.S. Open champion Jon Rahm this time. Well, with darkness closing in, Eric Almirola sprung to life late Sunday at New Hampshire Motor Speedway and pulled off a surprise for Stuart Haas Racing's victory. The race was delayed nearly 2 hours by rain, and NASCAR called it early due to darkness, leaving it 8 laps shy of its scheduled conclusion. Almirola raced to his third career cup victory and first since 2018, and was the first driver out of the SHR pack that includes Kevin Harvick, Cole Custer, and Chase Briscoe to take the checkered flag. U.S. tennis player Coco Gauff has tested positive for the coronavirus, forcing her to pull out of the Tokyo Olympics. The 17-year-old lost to Angelique Kerber 6-4 and 6-4 on center court in the fourth round at Wimbledon earlier this month. It was the second time she'd lost at that stage after her breakthrough run at the All England Club in 2019. Gauff is number 25 in the WTA rankings. That's Check of Sports here this morning. I'm Jim Field.